Zoomer Radio, Bryan Adams, one of three pop artists to receive the very first stars on Canada's Walk of Fame on this day, June 27th, 1998. And Murray Gordon Lightfoot also got the star treatment that day. We've got Gordon coming up in the next half hour. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Think back more than 4 months ago when the Toronto Star dropped the John Tory bombshell, an office affair and a resignation setting in motion a multi-million dollar by-election. That story was broken by three intrepid City Hall reporters, including our guest Ben Spur, who's been all over the mayor's race, beginning, middle, and now end, which is really the beginning of the next chapter at City Hall. Welcome back to the show, Ben.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hi, Ben. Let's talk about the mood of the city on February 17th when John Tory resigned versus today, Tuesday, June 27th.
Yeah, I think if you had even just used the phrase Mayor Olivia Chow back in mid-February, I think that would have been a shock to a lot of people. But here we are a couple months later, and that is the new reality that we're facing. A pretty, you know, I think fair to say, a stunning political comeback for a candidate who, you know, last ran for mayor in 2014 and really finished a disappointing third place behind John Tory and Doug Ford, and then failed in her comeback bid at the federal level and has been out of politics and out of the public eye for a while. But now she's in charge of Canada's largest city.
Toronto needed this political reset. You agree?
I don't know about that. You know, I think what's really interesting to see is, of course, a lot of people are saying today that, you know, Toronto voted for change, that there's a widespread dissatisfaction with the way that the city has been run over the past couple of years, with a kind of low tax approach that's led to not enough investment in public services. And of course, there's an argument for that. But we've also seen that, according to polls, at least, that, you know, John Tory had run again in this by-election, even he would have won pretty handily. And that would have been, of course, a vote of confidence in the way that the city has been run for the last little while. So it's sometimes difficult to parse what's motivated voters here. But I think we can say, of course, that this is a reset, that this is going to be a different approach to governing City Hall than we've seen under you know, some centrist or center-right leaning mayors for the past 13 years under John Tory and before him, Rob Ford.
So speak to us then, and that is a good point, that people were willing to re-elect John Tory despite his fall from grace. The pandemic and the fallout from the pandemic and all that has caused, is in terms of moving forward, did it really matter who took the next step with the City of Toronto, or are people looking for the values that Olivia embraces?
Well, I think the pandemic has, you know, one of the most direct effects of it at City Hall, of course, is that it's just left a huge hole in the budget, a $1.5 billion shortfall for last year and this year that Olivia Chow is going to have to tackle. And, you know, I do think, you know, I wrote a story last week, I think it was, I'm losing track of time here, but about how, you know, Olivia Chow, she refused to be pinned down and refused to make this pledge that she would keep property taxes at or below the rate of inflation, which for the past, you know, decade plus has been something of a litmus test to get elected mayor in Toronto under Tory and then and before him Ford, who made those promises and got elected. She didn't say that, and that was palatable apparently to a large swath of Toronto voters, who you have to assume are willing to maybe pay a bit more if it means that the, you know, potholes get fixed, if the washrooms and parks are open on time, if there's some money to invest in things like housing, which is a dire need in the city. So I do think that there are perhaps a shift underway in the Toronto residents thinking that we do need a different approach here, that the approach of kind of trying to tighten your belt all the time and not invest in city services has led us to a point that the people are pretty dissatisfied with the state of the city in a lot of different ways right now.
Mm-hmm. And what can we expect from Olivia Chow in these early days, Ben?
Well, she says that she's going to really hit the ground running. She plans to be take the declaration of office in about 2 weeks on July 12th. She says she's going to waste no time in tackling these big issues of the budget and affordable housing. I think what's going to be really interesting to watch is how she forges alliances on council. She was endorsed by only about a half dozen sitting council members, far more endorsed her rival Anna Bylaw. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how she kind of builds bridges with people who are maybe not her, natural allies on council. And that's something that she's going to have to do to advance her agenda, because she's pledged not to use those controversial strongmayor powers to, ram her agenda through council with less than a majority. So she's going to have to really kind of build some coalitions and get some buy-in from some of the rest of councilors. And I think it's going to be interesting to see whether or not she'll have to make some compromises on her policies and plans, and maybe water them down to make them more palatable. She's promised to take a really collegial approach here and, find out what other councillor or what council members want, what their ideas are, and to really work with them. So I think it'll be interesting to see how well that plays out, or if things get pretty rocky for this new administration.
And real quick, Ben, what did you make of her conciliatory dynamic toward Premier Ford last night?
Yeah, I think it was really interesting. Progressives in the city, of course, don't have love lost for the premier, but she has taken a really conciliatory approach, promised to work with him. Even this morning, said she would like to go for a walk with him at Ontario Place. So, I think that's she's hoping that she gets more flies with honey than vinegar, if that's the right saying. Mm-hmm. She seems to be taking that conciliatory approach again, and wonder how long that will last. Whether or not there's any bust-ups with the premier in the next couple months.
Our guest, Ben Spurr, City Hall reporter with the Toronto Star. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.